The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, October 15th. What to know about COVID booster shots coming to more Americans, a Boeing pilot facing criminal charges, and a new report raising red flags about possible changes to the U.S. Supreme Court. Plus, why John Deere employees are on strike, new features coming to Instagram Live, and how one woman turned a two-day event into a year's worth of kindness. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in around 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. We start today with a quick update that likely means more Americans will soon be eligible for booster shots of the COVID-19 vaccine. An FDA advisory panel voted and unanimously recommended a third half-dose shot of the Moderna vaccine. They say it should be available to Americans who originally got the Moderna shots at least 6 months ago and are either at least 65 years old or at high risk due to their jobs or a medical condition. And the same panel will be voting today on whether to recommend a Johnson & Johnson booster shot as well. Then it's up to the FDA to decide whether to actually give the extra doses the official go-ahead. But regulators do usually take the advisory panel's advice, and they're expected to finalize the decision within days. If this all sounds familiar, that's because we already went through this same process for the third dose of the Pfizer vaccine. And by the way, there's a positive trend to tell you about when it comes to COVID-19. The number of cases in the U.S. is down more than 40% since August. Hospitalizations and deaths are falling, too. And even though scientists warn the pandemic is not over yet and basic precautions are still needed, many experts say things are at least getting better in many places. The U.S. is still working to get vulnerable people out of Afghanistan, and it seems evacuation flights could pick up soon. The Wall Street Journal cites sources who say the U.S. is planning to start running several flights a week by the end of this year. American citizens and some Afghans who've been vetted would be eligible to take these flights. Remember, American troops just left Afghanistan at the end of August. In the weeks before the withdrawal, the U.S. military helped evacuate more than 120,000 people out of the country. But dozens of Americans and tens of thousands of American allies who wanted to get out were left behind. So far, the Taliban has not commented on these plans, but American officials say any plan by the U.S. will need the Taliban's cooperation. So stay tuned. For the first time, a Boeing employee is facing criminal charges over the troubled 737 MAX jet. Remember, that type of plane was grounded around the world after two of them crashed, one in 2018 and one in 2019. And now a former Boeing test pilot is being accused of giving the FAA wrong and incomplete information about technology that played a role in those crashes. In both crashes, the automated flight control system pushed down the noses of the MAX jets, and the pilots were not able to regain control. Well, prosecutors say the test pilot knew about an important change to that system, and that he even had trouble with it during a flight simulator session, but he did not tell the FAA about any of that. And because he allegedly hid the information, the system was not mentioned in pilots' manuals or training materials. So he's being charged with fraud. He hasn't commented on those charges yet, but if he's convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. By the way, Boeing says the problems with the 737 MAX technology have been fixed, and the FAA has again signed off, so the jets are back in circulation. For months now, law professors, former judges, and more have been looking into changing the U.S. Supreme Court, including adding more justices to the bench. Now, of course, it would be a controversial move, but President Biden has put them to task since some of his fellow Democrats have been pushing for this change. Some Democrats have especially wanted to add more justices since three of President Trump's nominees were confirmed in his 4 years in office. And that means the high court now has a 6-3 conservative tilt. Well, this week, the group that has been reviewing this data released some of its findings. And when it comes to expanding the size of the Supreme Court, members of the commission raised red flags. They say adding seats would be legal but problematic, that it could risk undermining the court's legitimacy. But the commission seemed more on board with other potential big changes to the high court, like imposing term limits for justices who right now have lifetime appointments. Still, the members noted even that kind of change might not be possible without changing the U.S. Constitution. And doing that is even harder than getting a bill through Congress, which, as you know, is not exactly easy. The group will meet today to talk about these findings more, and it plans to turn a final report into President Biden by next month. Former President Bill Clinton is waking up in the hospital this morning. He's actually been there since Tuesday, but his spokesperson just confirmed it. Clinton, who is 75 years old, has a UTI that spread to his bloodstream, but he's said to be on the mend since he's responding to antibiotics well. Of course, a hospital stay is nothing new for Clinton. The former president had to have quadruple bypass heart surgery in 2004. He then got surgery on a partially collapsed lung in 2005. And in 2010, he had to have another heart surgery. This time around, though, doctors say they're hoping former President Clinton will be able to go home soon. And Clinton's spokesperson says he's in good spirits. La Niña is back. The federal agency known as NOAA issued an advisory this week about the natural weather event. So what does that mean for us? Well, typically in a La Niña winter, the southern U.S. gets above average temperatures and below average precipitation. Or in other words, it's warmer and drier. And that could be bad news for the Southwest that's already dealing with a historic drought. Meanwhile, La Niña tends to have the opposite effect on the northern U.S., lower than average temps with more snow and rain. Granted, there's a lot that can still change the exact forecast, and meteorologists won't be able to make precise temperature, snow, and rain predictions until winter is in full swing. More news coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Rothy's. What better way to welcome the fall season than with a pair of stylish, comfy new shoes? In fact, nothing says fall like soft, plush merino wool. For the third year in a row, Rothy's is launching an exclusive autumn collection featuring washable merino wool styles. Now, if you've been listening for a while, then you know my first pair of Rothy's shoes were merino wool, and I love them. I've continued to love and wear them and get compliments on them since I first got them a couple years ago. They are incredibly comfortable, cozy, and 100% machine washable. Plus, they come in a variety of colors, patterns, and styles. I got a really beautiful bright red color that are so fun to wear and always stand out. So I'm excited to check out their merino wool styles for this year. To help you welcome the fall season in style, Rothy's is doing something special. That's right, they gave us the chance to share this super rare opportunity with our listeners for a limited time. Right now, you can get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy. Head to rothys.com/newsworthy to find your new favorites today. Hospitals around the country are now dealing with a nursing shortage so bad it's being called a crisis. Nurses are burned out by the COVID-19 pandemic, and thousands of them have decided to quit or retire recently. But the problem might not last forever. Nursing schools are starting to get more and more applications. And the American Association of Colleges of Nursing says enrollment for nursing programs went up nearly 6% last year as compared to the year before. Figures for the current school year are not out just yet, but administrators say the spike has certainly continued. Educators say young people see the global emergency as an opportunity and a challenge. And in a lot of places, they're helpful already. Students have been able to get a lot of hands-on experience doing COVID-19 testing and contact tracing and working at community vaccination clinics. The labor shortage is not the only issue major American companies are facing. More and more of them are now dealing with employees on strike. The latest walkout happened at John Deere, you know, the farm and construction equipment giant, best known for its green and yellow tractors. More than 10,000 employees, represented by the United Auto Workers Union, decided to strike this week for the first time in 35 years. The union is demanding higher wages, better retirement benefits, and an improved work environment. But John Deere says its workers are already the highest paid in the industry, and that it was offering to raise wages another 5-6% this year. Both sides say they're going to keep working to resolve the contract disputes. The next meeting is set for early next week. Instagram is rolling out a couple new tools for its live function. For starters, all creators around the world can now schedule live streams up to 90 days in advance, and they can promote the live event ahead of time on the feed and through stories. That schedule feature puts Instagram on more even footing with other live platforms like YouTube and TikTok, as well as Instagram's parent company, Facebook. The next tool is something Instagram Live creators have been requesting for a while now. It's called Practice Mode. With this, Instagram users will be able to test lighting and audio and communicate with any guests before the video actually goes live. meaning creators might be a little more organized ahead of time and hopefully won't need to spend the first few minutes troubleshooting the live feed. NASA is launching a historic mission that could help us better understand how the solar system and the planets were formed billions of years ago. A spacecraft named Lucy will hopefully give astronauts a closer look at what are called the Trojan asteroids. Those are two swarms of space rocks on the same orbit as Jupiter. NASA believes they were made from leftover materials that formed the outer planets. Lucy is expected to launch tomorrow. The mission is expected to take 12 years, covering more than 4 billion miles. Imagine paying tens of millions of dollars for a painting that's half destroyed. Someone did that this week. The painting comes from world-renowned eccentric street artist Banksy. It's called Love Is in the Bin. The original piece was an image of a girl with a balloon, and it sold at an auction for almost $1.5 million back in 2018. But the crowd was shocked when, just after the sale was complete, a shredder built within the frame activated and shredded half of the painting. Well, the anonymous buyer had the last laugh. The shredded version just went for $25.4 million at auction, making it the most expensive Banksy painting ever sold. And that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, when we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. But first, this episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. I know people are out and about a bit more, but COVID-19 is still taking a toll on people's happiness. A 2021 Pew Research survey found many Americans are still dealing with mental health difficulties in the second year of the pandemic. It shows about one-third of U.S. adults report at least occasional sleeplessness or anxiety in the past week. And whether it's the pandemic or something else entirely that's interfering with your happiness, you can do something about it. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you with your own licensed professional therapist. They have counselors who are specialized in stress, anxiety, sleeping, trauma, grief, anger, relationships, and so much more. And everything stays confidential. You can send a message to your counselor anytime, plus schedule weekly video or phone sessions if you want to. I want you to start living a happier life today. And as a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month by visiting betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Join more than a million people who have taken charge of their mental health. Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, betterhelp.com/newsworthy. Okay, now back to Feel Good Friday. And today we're talking about how a woman from Virginia has found a way to turn a two-day event into a year's worth of kindness. Every year, Susan Thompson Gaines throws a massive yard sale. She collects old clothes, toys, jewelry, and other odds and ends from all of her neighbors. Then she sells everything over one weekend for whatever people are able to pay. And she uses the profits for random acts of kindness throughout her community. This year, Thompson Gaines raised more than $12,000, and she expects it to go a long way. In the past, she's been known to leave flowers at veterans' graves, buy donuts for nurses, deliver presents on behalf of Santa, throw beach parties for dementia patients, and a lot more. In fact, she does at least one nice thing every day. As Thompson Gaines told CBS News, quote, "Once you start looking, there are opportunities everywhere." She details all of her good deeds on a blog called Kindness Activists. So to get inspired or help fund her projects, you can check it out. We posted a link in today's episode notes. And we'll be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode, where our guest shares how to talk about climate change in a divided world. Then we'll be back on Monday with your next news roundup. For now, thanks for listening and have a great day.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.